Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Let's get the week started right, shall we? It's the 23rd of November, 2020. Got all the best technology news that happened over the weekend. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Those disappearing fleets ain't disappearing. Yeah, you know, Twitter's version of stories. Supposed to be gone after 24 hours, but apparently, no, that's not happening. So, one would sit there and ponder, what could be causing this? Well, according to Twitter, it's a bug. Yes, Twitter says they are aware of a bug accessible through a technical workaround where some fleets' media URLs may be accessible after 24 hours. Yes, you heard that word correctly, workaround. Apparently, that workaround is from a developer app that could scrape fleets from public accounts. And they do that via Twitter's API. Twitter did say, however, though, they are working on a fix for this, and it shouldn't take too much longer for them to roll it out. In the meantime, just be fully aware. Your fleets, yep, will keep on fleeting. Diehard Windows 7 users out there refusing to give in. Now, you'll be happy to know that Chrome has extended support now till 2022 for you. Yeah, that's 6 months longer than was originally planned. At first, it was going to be July 15th, 2021. Yep, no more. Now, apparently, it's going to be January 15th, 2022. Now, from what we can tell, this has a lot to do with businesses out there that are still fully running Windows 7. And by golly, they're not looking to upgrade anytime soon. So, they're going to need a browser. And Chrome is going to be there. Well, until 2022. I have a feeling also Google looked at their data as well, looking at 22% of organizations that are still using that version of Windows OS, hence the extended support. Now, in Google's official statement, they're hoping to give enterprise customers more time so they can get off the old OS. Now, if you think it'll be extended beyond January of 2022, well, that's still kind of up in the air, especially since companies can actually continue paying for support for Windows 7 until 2023. Hey, speaking of Chrome, how about Chrome OS? Don't like it? Well, there's an alternative now. Introducing Ubuntu Web Remix. Basically, an open source alternative to Google Chrome OS. And instead of Chrome as the browser, yep, you guessed it, it's going to be Firefox. Now, as you probably guessed, Ubuntu Web Remix, yeah, it's from the developers over there at Ubuntu. And they say it's going to give a Chrome OS-like experience, giving users a simplified interface and a bunch of pre-installed apps, including, yes, Firefox. In fact, we also heard default on the OS once it's installed, and Box will be part of those apps as well, that will actually let you run at least some Android apps on Linux. As far as the interface goes, yeah, it is very Chrome OS-like, but that's kind of as far as it goes. If you're looking for long battery life, cloud backup, and a lot of other features that are on the Chromebooks, yeah, those are not going to be there. If you want to give it a try for yourself, well, all you got to do is head on over to Ubuntu's official website. And finally, hey, there's a jailbreak for the HomePod. It might actually be worth something now. Did I say that out loud? Yeah, according to 9 to 5 Mac, there has been a couple of teams working on to jailbreak the HomePod. Why? To actually make it usable. Now, from what we can tell, currently there's partial support that's actually limited to the command line. And from there, it's going to let hobbyists say, add music services, smart home devices, voice services. You know, the ones that Apple says, no, you can't use those. Well, maybe now you can. They've also extended in the jailbreak Bluetooth functionality that can actually let you use your HomePod as a wireless speaker for, yes, your Android phone, something that it doesn't allow currently. Now, those of you rushing out there thinking, wow, maybe there'll be one for the HomePod Mini too. Nope. Currently, this is only for the big boy HomePod, and there's no plans to do anything for the Mini just yet. Those of you with intriguing minds, well, Google is your friend. Whatever you do to your HomePod, you're installing it at your own risk. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so many other fantastic podcasts from the BTN Network. Give us a like on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter. Follow us there at British Tech and join our BTN community over at our Slack room by just simply typing in britishtech.slack.com. the news show. We'll be back at your way on Tuesday tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.